7 foot. I'll teach you to talk to my girl. Said the hook, something like geese. I'm expender, but blocking them was fast. I looked back and Fats was headlocking them. I was clocking about 2 blocks per minute. And then I thought that voice is something definitely familiar in it. Not long did I cram from the lows. I knows it was the 808 man.
Come. They heard the 808.
Clocking crazy miles like a 60-decker Mav. Ducked into an alley like on Kick Drum Ave. Stopped and told Sub, but Sub was stumped. I said, do you recall the bass that bumped in the jeeps of the streets as a pedestrian bops? Heard with vocals with any hip-hop beat drop. You know,
and
the bass
everything
before.
Happened as it did before.
But Sub was impassive to escape harassment. I booked like a crook, out of sight. All my mic was took, conscience eaten. My boy's hooked and hooked of the 808, man, so I peeked to look. No immediate danger did I see myself in. Watched from down the block, thinking, who's missing him? Onyx was headlocked and Sub Rock was half Nelson. Think I was wrapping up, man, listen.
Come. They heard the 808,
man. Man, you guys must have been really scared.
Was I? You think I wasn't? Man, I was petrol scared.
About.
I was thinking about my cousin Enos. If he asked me once, he'd ask me a dozen times to go bowling with him. But still I wasn't running from the basement as he walked up. Then from the back of my thoughts I forked up the teachings of Mr. Hood. And I began to recall when suddenly it dawned on me. Lesson one, if a sucker tries to come, let him come. But then the hood was up on me. Lesson two was to recite the words, you can't do me none. Even though you might be bluffing, it's nothing. Follow procedure and sure enough, no doubt, left that 7 foot fat hood whooped out. Lesson three said, a keeper of a hood is his brotherhood. As we helped him up, he said, damn, you sure pack a punch. I had a hunch you was a hood. Well, if you ever need bass, hook up with the 808.